Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When the mayor of Revere was looking to hire a new police chief, he wanted someone to clean up the toxic culture he saw in the police department. But a city law prevented him from looking outside the force. He ended up choosing a nearly 30-year veteran with an alleged history of harassment. A new investigation by WBUR and ProPublica shows just how common internal hiring for the position of top cop is in Massachusetts and why it can prove problematic. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports.
In July of 2020, Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo, standing on the steps of City Hall in front of a small crowd, introduced the city's new police chief.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Revere City Hall for an occasion that marks an important step in our city's advancement of law enforcement and community harmony.
The mayor described his choice for the job, a lieutenant named David Callahan, as a compassionate leader. Callahan, wearing his dress blues and white gloves, stepped to the podium and told the crowd he's the same guy who grew up in Revere and joined the force 30 years ago.
I have not changed. I am the same person with the same beliefs and values from when I first started in policing. Since my first day, I have always treated everybody, or everyone I've encountered, fairly and with the respect they would do.
But 3 years earlier, Arrigo was quietly settling a complaint against Callahan filed by a subordinate officer, outlining harassment and bullying concerns he had had with Callahan spanning several years. In documents obtained by WBUR, the officer, Mark Birateri, told the police chief at the time he felt like he'd become a target of Callahan's torment, to the point that it was having a negative impact on his job and his life. Joseph Duca is the president of the Revere Police Patrol Officers Association. In a noisy Dunkin' Donuts north of Boston, Duca described Callahan's treatment of the patrolman as relentless.
I've witnessed him talk to Officer Birateri before in a very inappropriate way, inappropriate sexual content, to the point where Mark would feel stressed out and intimidated by Lieutenant Callahan.
In his complaint, Birateri said Callahan repeatedly called him a rapist in front of staff, alluding to a sexual assault allegation brought against Birateri. According to the complaint, investigators found no wrongdoing, and Birateri was not disciplined. Callahan also allegedly made crude, misogynistic comments about Birateri's child custody dispute. The police chief at the time described Callahan as creating a, quote, atmosphere of fear, and recommended he be placed on leave pending an outside investigation. But the recommendation wasn't followed.
It never knew there was a problem.
Callahan disputes the Birateri allegations and says he wasn't made aware of the complaints until almost a year after they were filed. During an interview with WBUR and ProPublica, Callahan did acknowledge a separate incident, admitting he sent a sexually explicit image to another officer before he was chief.
It was years ago, and it was a mistake. It shouldn't have happened, and I owned up to it, and it'll never happen again.
Callahan says since becoming chief, he's made transforming the culture of the police department a priority.
It's not like the kind of good old boys network anymore. It's changed.
Back in 2017, when Mayor Arrigo was searching for a new chief, his options were limited by a Revere City policy requiring he hire an internal candidate for the position. Former Revere Mayor Thomas Ambrosino also found his hands tied 20 years earlier when he was trying to hire a new police chief.
As a chief executive, you want to have maximum flexibility, and you would want to have the ability to go outside the department if you felt you didn't have a really strong qualified candidate within the department.
For Ambrosino, the issue was having to hire the department's top performer on the state civil service exam. He wanted to change that, but the city council pushed back. Ambrosino recalls that the council wanted to please the police unions by making sure the chief continued to be hired from inside. So, he says, he agreed.
This was at the insistence of the city council, and the only way they were going to approve my taking the position out of civil service was if I swallowed this provision.
The city of Revere isn't alone in mandating the internal hiring of its police chief. Waltham has done the same since 1999. The policy paved the way for the internal promotion of two chiefs who then became embroiled in controversy. In 2008, former Waltham Police Chief Edward Drew was fined $1,000 by the State Ethics Commission for trying to influence his daughter's hiring into a position on the force. Drew didn't respond to requests for a comment. The next chief, Thomas LaCroix, resigned after being found guilty of assaulting his wife. He died the next year. But Waltham City Councilor Kathleen McMenamin still supports the ordinance. She says internal candidates are the best equipped for the job.
They understand their rank and file. They understand their superior police officers. They understand the city and its neighborhoods and its population and its demographics.
In 2007, the mayor of Waltham, Jeanette McCarthy, tried to broaden the selection process to external candidates. The measure was tabled by the city council and was never brought up again.
To simply limit your department and say, we're not going to look at anyone outside, I don't think that's good management, period.
Chuck Wexler heads up the Police Executive Research Forum, a D.C. think tank. His organization assists police departments in nationwide searches for new chiefs. He says external competition is actually in the best interest of the community.
It doesn't disadvantage internal people. And in some cases, it may give them a leg up if they know the department and they know what changes are to make.
The state legislature grappled with this question. In 2020, it dropped a policy requiring the colonel of the Massachusetts State Police be hired from within its ranks. The move followed a scandal related to overtime pay for troopers who didn't actually work the extra hours. There are also more than 60 municipalities in Massachusetts that follow state civil service commission rules when appointing a chief. That means the candidate is selected from within the department based on exam scores, unless the city specifically requests a statewide search. But that hardly ever happens. Of the 32 civil service appointments for police chiefs within the last 5 years, all have been internal promotions, and none of the municipalities considered outside candidates. Carl Takei specializes in police practices at the ACLU and says limiting the search process to internal hires for chief can be especially damaging when a department's culture is tainted.
Casting a wider net means that you just have a better chance of getting a police chief in who is not going to be tied down by existing relationships within the department, you know, that is going to actually be able to be a change agent.
In fact, back in 2017 in Revere, when Mayor Arrigo was looking for his next chief, he did ask the city council to amend the ordinance and allow him to look externally. He said the pool of internal candidates at the time, which included David Callahan, was simply not good enough. Arrigo had hired a consultant to run a multi-day evaluation of the candidates, which included written exams, interviews, and simulations of real-life scenarios. None of the candidates scored high enough to persuade the consultant that they would do the job well. The consultant, himself a retired local police chief from Arlington, said the city of Revere deserved better, and Arrigo agreed. Here he is, heard in a scratchy recording, addressing the city council shortly after the evaluations were administered.
The fact of the matter is, we are currently constraining ourselves to a limited pool of candidates when selecting someone for one of the most important jobs in the city of Revere.
Later that year, after substantiating the harassment complaints, the city agreed to reinstate Mark Biratari's sick days and pay his legal fees and insurance copays connected to mental health therapy. 40-year-old Biratari applied last year for a special type of retirement for officers injured on duty, and the city agreed to pay him $65,000, according to documents reviewed by WBUR and ProPublica. Biratari agreed not to disparage the city. Allegations about Biratari's own conduct as a police officer have also cost the city. The city paid more than $50,000 to settle two cases following allegations Biratari violated individuals' constitutional and civil rights. The police union says Biratari denies any wrongdoing. Biratari did not want to be quoted for this story. Sitting in a conference room at Revere PD headquarters, Callahan says his insider status doesn't prevent him from taking on what the mayor called a, quote, toxic culture within the force.
So I've gone against the grain, and I took a lot of heat for it.
Today, Mayor Arrigo says Callahan gets an A for his performance as chief. Asked if he'd still like to see the ordinance changed to allow for external hires, Arrigo said yes, but it's likely a matter for the next mayor to address. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.